How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast. We work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to deal with stress, worry, self-doubt, all of those energies that bring you down, and how you can shift that, not only use it to build your positive mindset, but use it to learn and grow and live a positive life. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It could be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And you're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency, and then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So before we dive into this message, I just want to take a quick moment to say thank you for being you. If you are connected and you are tuning into this podcast, that means you are looking to grow, you are looking to improve and be a better version of yourself. And that's so amazing, and I really appreciate it. I know the world around you, even if they don't say it, will appreciate it because everyone benefits from the better version of you. So thank you so much for connecting and sharing this energy. So if you want to understand why we have stress, why we have anxiety, like why do we deal with these things? Maybe it's stress about money, maybe it's stress about health, maybe it's stress about the family, work, like whatever it is that's causing it, why do we get in this way? Like why does it happen and what benefit can it bring? So I was doing some reflecting and you know, I've got some stuff going on and it can be stressful sometimes. It's just the amount of things going on can sometimes be stressful because you wonder, how will I get it all done? So tonight we actually went to dinner with my wife, which was really nice. And then we went and picked up our kids. And then by the time we got home, it ended up being kind of late, but I still needed to work on this podcast. And the stress of it all was starting to get to me and it was lowering my vibration. I could feel it. I could just feel like, oh, I don't want to do this. I'd rather just lay on the couch. And then this voice starts going in your head telling you, you know, you deserve a break. You can take it easy. You've been doing all these things. Like, why not just take a day off? And it was coming from the stress. And you might feel it in different ways too. You know, the way it affects you and you feel that stress and your energy starts going down. And so I came upstairs to start working on the podcast, of course, because I made a commitment. And whether I feel like it or not, I'm still going to do it because the messages are for me and hopefully resonate with you when I share it. So I'm reflecting and really paying attention to how I'm feeling and this stress. I'm like, why is this stress? Like, why is this bringing me down? And then I remembered that everything happens for me, just like everything happens for you. So even when you're in a negative mindset, it's a good thing. That doesn't mean you don't do hurtful things or you don't, you know, affect your life when you're in a negative mindset. Doesn't mean you can't do those things. It just means that everything happens for you. And when you accept that every single thing is happening for you, what that means is every single thing is presenting you an opportunity to find love, to find joy where it didn't exist before. You see, we are creators. That is what we are. Everything else doesn't matter except for that one fact. We are always creating. So what you're paying attention to, what you're thinking about is very important because you are going to create more of it. And so if you are feeling down, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling anxiety, whatever those feelings are, if you're feeling that, and you're not feeling the love, you're not feeling the positive mindset, you're not feeling the joy, that's a gift. You are gifted at that moment an opportunity to create it where it isn't. Even right now, when I was feeling stressed and not the same excitement or joy about making this podcast, I sat there thinking, like, this is a gift. This is an amazing moment for me to put to work everything that I've been working on. I can shift my mindset without anything external causing it. Just me acknowledging that, hey, I'm stressed right now. I'm not feeling the joy. My frequency is operating pretty low. How can I shift that? What is good about right now? And you start practicing that gratitude. You start thinking about all the positive things that can come. You start putting into action, like by saying these words out loud when I create the podcast, that's putting into action what can be. And I start realizing, like, hey, if I can make this podcast when I was feeling down, what else can I do when my feeling is not aligned with what I want to be? How powerful can you be when you decide no matter what, you are going to either be or create the energy that you desire? Because we do it whether we want to or not. You are always creating energy. You are always operating in frequency. Like, those things don't change. And sometimes the frequency you're operating in is the frequency you want. It's high, it feels good, you're feeling joyful. And sometimes it's low. But it's all a gift for you because you have the ultimate decision. As long as you still have the ability to think and analyze your thoughts, you have the ultimate ability to decide what you're going to start creating around you. And it doesn't mean you can create instantly. It takes time. The more you work on this, the more powerful you become at creating positive energy. This isn't the first time that I didn't have the energy to make a podcast. I share it on this podcast. Like, when I know, like, okay, this is a tough one. The words aren't coming to me. I'm having a trouble writing things down. I can't create a message. I'll share it on the podcast. And then as I keep pushing, as I keep moving forward, the message presents itself just as it's doing right now. And so this has been 2 years in the making and gets easier and easier the more you do it. As I'm talking right now, I feel the positive energy because I'm imagining you in your scenario, realizing that you have this power too. Whatever you're doing right now, whether you're sitting at home, you're making breakfast, you're at the gym, you're driving to work, whatever you're doing right now, you have the ability to think of something and bring it into your energy and shift. Imagine how powerful we would be if that no matter what is going on, it doesn't matter what is happening in the world, you could be in positive energy. You could lose everything and stay in positive energy. You could receive everything and stay in that positive, loving energy. That is the miracle of you being a creator and everything happening for you. So let's make a decision right now. Let's make a commitment that no matter what is going on, we are going to practice the art of gratitude, which the art of gratitude is a process of thinking of something positive, whether it's something for you or somebody around you or the future, whatever it is, something positive and bringing it into your life and recognizing how the moment you're having right now will create the positive thing you want in the future. Because when you do that, you are going into the energy of what you desire and you're shifting out of the energy that you no longer want to be in. You have that power. I know I've said it in these past couple episodes, but you are absolutely a hero that is sent here to understand love and forgiveness in a way that nobody else has. Your journey is unique to you. My journey is unique to me. Of course, we're going to have similarities. There's going to be more than one movie star. There's going to be more than one professional athlete. There's going to be more than one CEO. Like, of course, people are going to have journeys that are similar, but they're not going to have the exact experience you had. They're not going to have the same parents. They're not going to grow up in the same house. They're not going to have the same economic conditions or geographically where you come from. All of that is unique to you so that you can discover and share love in a unique way. So when we start feeling positive and thankful for everything, even the stress, even the depression, even the negativity, you can separate yourself from your body. You can separate yourself from the frequency that you no longer desire. And then you can create the energy that you want. And every time you feel down, every time you feel hurt, every time you feel that stress, say thank you, because this is another step, another chance for growth in your earth mission. You are a very, very powerful energy. It's no mistake that you're listening to this right now. It's no mistake that you are doing things outside of this to grow. You are on your awakening just like me. We are trying to figure this out because we know that we are here for something more. We are here to create the positivity on earth that we see is missing. You know that there's more. You know that things can be different, but it starts with us. So let's be thankful for the stress. Let's be thankful for the difficult times that are happening, that will happen, because we know every single time we go into them, we will practice gratitude. Every time something difficult happens, we will practice thankfulness and forgiveness and joy, and we will be in those energies and we'll raise our vibration and be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about the value in you and why all of these things happen and how they're not actually bad when you use them to raise your frequency and grow your positive mindset. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate all the follows there. They mean the absolute world to me. And of course, Instagram is the best place for direct messages. So I appreciate everybody that has reached out and let me know how the podcast has impacted them. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.